proven vet, proven leader, very quiet, but, you know, led by example and just, you know, just an incredible guy. You know, you're 21 years old, you come into the locker room and you see someone like that, someone you grew up watching. So it's kind of surreal to play with someone like that. And, you know, my experience with him was just awesome.
It's very big to have a guy of his status and who's played a lot of football to teach me a lot of things about the game of football, about life in general. You know, he basically groomed me. You know, my first couple of years I was here.
He always stayed humble, and he showed that you don't have to be vocal and all that stuff to be a leader, that you just have to lead by example. And he always worked hard, and just to be able to be in his league this long and take care of your body and still play at the top of your game, you know, that's amazing, and that's one thing that I pray I could do. And just to see him do it, you know that it's possible.
Had a Hall of Fame career. Had a great run here in Houston, you know. Was here from day one, basically, pretty much, and did some great things here. And I was blessed to play with him.
I was fortunate enough to play with Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, those guys, and Andre's right in there with the mix. You know, those all three of those guys are a lot alike. You know, they. It's funny how much the great ones like that compare. You know, they work hard every day. They come in, they get their stuff done, and you know, that's, they're just true pros all the way around.
He was quiet. When I first met him, but then after a while, you get to know him. You know, the guy talks. You know, but that's a side that a lot of people wouldn't know about him. You know, he come off as a very, very humble guy, which he is. But once he gets to know you, you know, he knows you.
He definitely led by his play, and his play wasn't like, even though he was quiet at times, his play was never quiet. It was aggressive, you know, tough, hard-nosed style of football. I remember times of getting hit square in the mouth, get right back up, and run another route, you know, never stayed down, you know, always was a fighter on the field, you know, and you tip your hat off to a guy like that. I love players like that.
I wish I had a chance to play with him. You know, that's one of the things we always talked about, but just watching his career, what he did in his career, it's amazing. Great person. And he's going to be missed, you know, and that's another family member of the Hurricanes, you know, calling to quit. So, you know, there's only a couple of us left, but, you know, he definitely made his mark at this level, especially in this town in Houston, to do what he did for the Texans throughout his career. It speaks volumes.